Daphne Caruana Galizia spent 30 years as a journalist in Malta, during which time she rooted out corruption and relentlessly accused Maltese politicians and other officials of wrongdoing. In 2017, she was killed by a car bomb. Today, one of the three men accused of her murder pleaded guilty to the killing. Vincent Muscat also agreed to provide information about the murder. The two other defendants, they were brothers George and Alfredo Di Giorgio, have stuck to their not guilty pleas. Many suspect the journalist's killing was ordered by top Malta establishment figures. A fourth person, the multimillionaire businessman Jürgen Fenech, was arrested as he tried to sail away from Malta on a yacht in November 2019. He has also been charged with complicity over the killing, an allegation he denies and is he still awaiting trial. In a statement delivered by a lawyer in court, her family said that the person who admitted involvement in the murder denied her right to life and her right to enjoy her family. Well, Emmanuel Dilia is a Maltese journalist and the co-author of a book about the murder. I asked him why Vincent Muscat had changed his plea.
Vince Muscat did not change his mind now. Already in April 2018, he was telling the police that he wanted to reach some form of plea bargain, and he's been insisting on one since then. He considers himself as, and he is, at the very bottom of the food chain of this conspiracy. He was a gopher brought on site as a watcher, and felt he did not deserve a life sentence, wanted to exchange evidence he could give to the police, in this case and in several other cases he was involved in exchange for a shorter sentence.
So in terms of this case then, what could the ramifications of his willingness to turn over evidence be?
I think the first ramification is the fact that he's the first person to actually accept responsibility and to be punished for the killing of Daphne Caruana Galizia. The next piece of significance is that he is an eyewitness at the scene of the crime. Before now, the evidence against him and his accomplices, the other alleged assassins, was of a forensic nature, the phone locations and that sort of thing. An eyewitness account should help the conviction of the other assassins. He's also placed in meetings with the middleman who's also providing state's evidence, with the assassins, when the assassins were hired. That could corroborate some aspects of the evidence that the middleman is giving. And the significance of that is that the middleman is really the only witness against Jürgen Fenech, the man charged with being the mastermind of the killing of Daphne Caruana Galizia. Obviously, he denies any wrongdoing. Beyond that, then, Vince Muscat was a low-life button man in a series of violent crimes over the last 10 years. Today, the police rearrested three people who were arrested back in December 2017, along with Vince Muscat and the other two assassins, in relation to this murder. They are suspected to have manufactured and supplied the bomb that killed Daphne. But beyond that, they are long believed, to have been senior gang leaders and involved in murders and other violent crimes over the last 10 years. So this could be a real important development in the fight against organized crime in Malta.
Given these developments today, then, do you think that the Caruana Galizia family can feel more hopeful that justice may be in sight?
I think they are entitled to hope. I think they're also entitled to be extremely frustrated. 41 months after the murder, the only person to have been convicted for this is a person who has admitted their responsibility. There is no date in sight for a trial for the other persons involved. They are right to be frustrated also at not the quality of the effort of individual investigators and prosecutors who seem determined to do their job, but the infrastructure of the justice system in Malta does not seem to be to the level and to the organization and the resources required in order to fight a crime and find justice for a crime of this complexity.
Journalist Emmanuel Dilia.